Everyone's freaking out about the virus. Here's what I understand about a coronavirus is like a common cold or a flu or SARS or MERS. All those are coronaviruses. They spread by coughing and sneezing on someone else's face or food or something. It's swapping spit that makes it pass on. That's a coronavirus. There's a little bit more to it than that, but you know, we're talking, it's a bit of a super cold. And I understand is, according to some data, that the seasonal flu is more deadly than this Wuhan thing. Everybody is totally freaking out. Now, maybe it's the pneumonia thing, because pneumonia is kind of difficult to deal with. Maybe the reason people die from the flu is, well, one of the secrets about people dying from the flu is they die after getting flu shots. That's something that you won't hear, though. That's something you're not going to see data to back up, arguably, because there's been cover-up to make sure that there isn't backup. So I don't know how many numbers of those that die from the seasonal flu include the percentages of those that were supposedly vaccinated by it. Who the heck gets flu vaccinations? I remember those in college. I thought, what a freaking joke. What the hell? Who does that? Flu goes around. You're sick and throw up for 3 days. You're fine. Why do we need a vaccination against that? Why? Because they've got to have a vaccine every single year for this year's flu strand. How do you know what the flu virus is going to be anyway? Just flu vaccinations are weird to me. So anyhow, So flu and whatever aside, as I understand, like 100,000 people die each year from the common flu. And it's like not like the percentages. I'm not worried about this Wuhan thing. Now, the other thing is this. The brilliant medical health professional and expert, Dr. President Xi Jinping of China, sarcasm noted, should be on record as having told President Trump that come April, warm weather is going to kill the virus and then that'll be the end of it. And everything will be fine. There's some truth to that. There's a reason that the cold travels while it's cold, because a virus, when you're coughing and sneezing on someone else's mouth, you know, like we all love to do, like when that happens, the virus is passing through the air. And if it's refrigerated while it's going through cold, frigid air, then it's going to survive. But if it's the hot, hot summer, once it goes outside your body and hits someone else in the mouth, you know, like you like to do all the time, you know, that spit is going all out everywhere, flare, and it's going through then it dies in midair. So then you can have nice, clean spit that you spit on someone else's face. Right. So apparently, once the weather warms up, we get to springtime, those viruses die while they're being transmitted from one person to another. So here's the fun part. Taiwan had this ridiculous warm spell 2 days ago. Yeah, it was amazing. There was this, everything was super hot. Even at night, it was warm. And I think that a lot of the outside viruses, what normally would have been transmitting the virus, just stopped right there. That's just interesting. So we got warm weather catching up to us here. It's amazing that the weather is still this warm. So the students in Taiwan are still on their New Year break. It got extended a few weeks. And so, so everyone's going to by the time you listen to this, students will be back in school for their first day, and that's where the diseases mainly get transmitted. So once we get there, it's warm weather, and I don't think it's going to be as easy to transmit from person to person. So Taiwan's fine and cool. I don't know what the panic is. I don't know what everyone's all freaked out about. What is there to freak out about? I'll tell you, though, this is just some stuff to think about. You want to think, because I always love to be weird. So I'm going to try just to be weird. I don't want Alex Jones calling me for an interview. Weirdo. Weird noises and weird graphics in his bumpers. But bumper is the video you play between like shots, or like the music you play between segments on the radio. You know, like that's called a bumper. I tell you, anyhow, but I'm going to develop a conspiracy theory here just because it's fun and I like to be weird. The Steele theorem is that no, I don't think, I actually don't think this is true, but I have a feeling that if you can, now see, this is the thing. This is a theorem that is not true. I believe it is not true, but if you follow it, it'll actually predict events. It's a fictitious fake theorem. Well, the theorem is a fictitious fake conspiracy theory that helps accurately predict the future. Remember, I live in the world of tomorrow. Yeah. Okay. So follow this. The virus was planted by some unknown operative somewhere. Who's studied society and knows the dirty habits of people and knows how it can get blamed. Now, this is all fake. This is not real. But if you follow this, it'll all make sense. Some operative working for Tony Stark, who's trying to sell weapons. Okay. And after Hong Kong has a shortage of face masks. Okay. All right. Okay. And wants to maximize re-election time so that war happens, re-elects presidents in different countries, and then war continues and then sells weapons. And then also has ties to international health industries. Because there's a health crisis, and so everyone's going to want the hospitals to have more powers and more legal permission, and people will pay more for prescription drugs if the prices go up. Okay, so we got war profiteering, and we've got medical supply profiteering, and we've got a face mask crisis already in Hong Kong. So there's going to be an even greater demand for artificial demand for face masks because you need them for protests. Yes. So that's my theory. Now, to cap it all off, the theory only works. The only reason I even thought of this wild, whacked out, fake, obviously not real theory. The only reason, it is believable enough to go into a movie, isn't it? You know, right. So the only reason I thought of this is because of the way that they're keeping the quarantine people on the Diamond Princess. If countries had been serious about quarantining that ship, they would have already evacuated their people from that ship. But having waited a little while and letting more people get sick and only later evacuating some people, there's like nations are sending airplanes to that cruise ship, wherever it is. Having waited, so actually, I think by the time you listen to it, they've already done it. I think that was Sunday that they did it. By waiting as long as they have, that's what makes none of this make any sense. So I honestly really think that it's just human stupidity. But if you want to predict where this virus thing is going to go, well, I'll tell you what, you know, it goes back to China. You know, the word on the street here in Taiwan is that everyone's scared that Xi Jinping in China is going to use the opportunity. He's becoming unpopular in China, and he's got to do something, rattle the sabers, in order to act powerful to get respect in China. And that if he loses his grip too much and he's absolutely desperate in order to keep his position, he'll go start a war with Taiwan as a way to try to stay in power. But that's actually just going to, it might keep him in power a little bit longer, but it'll make him really, really weak and hard fall harder. And it would also make Xi Jinping, it would guarantee that he would fall. If Xi Jinping could manage to not invade Taiwan, he might lose his power, but still keep, he might diminish his power, but still hang on to his seat. But if he attacks Taiwan, he'd keep power a little bit longer, but he'd be doomed. And that would be the end. But see, here's the thing. Like I said yesterday, Stockholm Syndrome, the Taiwanese think that if China attacks Taiwan, it's over. Now they're rising up a little bit and they're getting ready to stand up a little bit. But, you know, there's nothing like surviving a war to tell you, you know, to snap you out of Stockholm Syndrome, you know. Did you know that the British during the bombing of London, the British, they people thought they were going to go psycho and needed, you know, like, counseling for like, traumatic, like, PSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome. Like, post-traumatic stress disorder. But anyhow, yeah, but post-traumatic stress, PTSD. I'm getting my TLAs all off and my TALs. So anyhow, the British in London, while Germany was bombing them during the Blitzkrieg, World War II, they actually thought that they were like Superman because it's like 8 million people in the city, but like in quotes, only 400,000 died or were injured or something. Cause like these bombs fall from the sky and they actually aren't likely to hit people. And so, you know, it did a lot of destruction, but the, you know, bombs going off and people survived, they feel like Superman and people stayed there just because it was so fun. That's really how it happened. Surviving a war will really be awesome therapy to bring someone out of Stockholm syndrome. So there's a thought. That's one way to solve Stockholm syndrome.